Blog Talk Radio.
And good afternoon. Hi, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am the Master Wealth Builder, helping to build stronger, better lives and businesses. And with my co-host, Dan Calloway, we want to welcome you to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. After reading the book, Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell, I am convinced we are all leaving the diamond mines in our own backyards as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds we seek are found within us in our own hometown from whence we've come. Therefore, we're calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. I am Riviera Beach, and this program really is all about enhancing the pride of our beautiful, beautiful city. And today, our guests are none other than Dan Calloway and Artie Williams. Mr. Dan Calloway has served as the athletic director of the Youth Recreation of Palm Beach County since its founding in 1965. His love of all sports began early in life and led him from the sand lots of Riviera Beach to the Pittsburgh Pirates farm camp. After returning to Palm Beach County, his love for sport helped him mold the lives of thousands of young people through mentoring and coaching. For the past 49 years, many of the young people that he mentored, like myself, went on to become professionals in many areas of life and business and athletics. He always tried to impress upon all of us the importance of becoming contributing citizens who give back to our communities. He believes that if he can keep these young people involved in sports and academics and other acts, that we will not turn to negative street influences. Artie Williams, excuse me, on the other hand, has had many accomplishments in life, but none more important than being part of Mama, Inc., excuse me, founded in the memory of his nephew, Tori Donnell Manuel. Artie knows firsthand about the violence that has claimed many, many, many lives. And today, we're going to have a candid conversation about our awesome city and the future that it holds for so many. And with that, everyone to the show, good afternoon, Mr. Calloway, and good afternoon, Mr. Artie Williams. How are both of you doing today?
Wonderful. Good afternoon, you, and good afternoon, Artie. Artie, is Percy Walker on the phone?
No, not yet. He just texted me and said he's with this group, but he'll call on in when he gets a chance. But he was just with the group right down this minute. But
okay. Well, first of all, I'm glad that Artie is rested because he did a magnificent job of coordinating the outstanding feeding of so many people. Most people didn't understand that we fed 3,000 people on Wednesday in Belgrade. The leader of the group was Kenny Funderburk, and Kenny Funderburk was over there help serving and in the crowd with us on Thanksgiving at Lindsay Davis Senior Citizen Center. And, of course, our great leader here, Ann McNeil, you were there. You saw most of the action and everything. What did you think before we get into that? If that's your first time seeing us put this on, we've been doing this for years.
No, absolutely, Mr. Calloway. It's one thing to give the time, the talents, and the treasure. And so it is a heartwarming, heartfelt feeling to know that that the good, and actually it's interesting you ask that question. I was watching a program earlier today, and I was reminded of what we did on Saturday. The program was actually a program from Oprah talking about her her most memorable Thanksgiving and her most memorable Christmas. And what she said was that it was during a time when her mom said that they had nothing, absolutely nothing to eat, and there would be no Christmas. There would be no toys, and there would be no Christmas. And she began to ask herself the question at 12 years old, what will my story be? What will I tell my friends when everybody comes out tomorrow from celebrating Christmas? And she said she was very, very sad. But late that night, and this is where everything that Artie did and what you do, what you do and what you've been doing comes to light. And eventually she said, late that night, a group of nuns came by, and they brought a basket of food, and they brought wrapped toys for her, her brother, and her sister. And she said that point in time was the most memorable Christmas she has ever had. Now, we know she's a billionaire, but for her at this point in her life to talk about that age 12 being the most memorable, and it reminded me of what you do, what Artie does, what the Youth Recreation Association has done for so many, 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 many years, for so many, many, many people. And I think it was Maya Angelou that said that people will not remember of what you did, but they will remember how you made them feel. And so those are my thoughts actually about what I felt on Thursday, you know, coming out and being able to participate in sharing with the group.
Well, I'm glad because of you not only is important to Riviera Palm Beach County and the movement that we are going into. You're one of the most giving people that I've ever met, and we're just glad to have you not over this show but in our lives and be there when we fall. You were one of the first to try to pick us up. The Christmas at Goodmont Park on the 18th is our next event because the city manager left the curfew on going out to the outside parks because of the pandemic. And we are already under the auspices of the person, the elected official who is in that district, that's Roderick McCoy. And he's putting together a team. At least we are putting it together, but he's asked us to do that. We are planning on the feed at least 3,000. And you and your class of 72, we can't thank them enough and you enough. You've been doing that all the time. What we're going to add to that, normally Artie and part of our staff and mother, the Mothers Against Murders, on the Christmas Eve when the kids get out of school, the first Saturday they get out of school, he used to feed about 500. At the Linda Davis Senior Citizen Place and sometime on the south end where the kids won't have to come from on the south end to come up there. This year, he's planning on having cake and ice cream and pizza. And, of course, we'll have enough hot dogs already out there cooking. And, of course, with the fish and the chicken and the ribs and whatever and all the sides, baked beans and macaroni and the pops. But there's something... It was a lady, and if you remember the drink that we had, I had a Arnold Palmer. Some other people had all different things. I will be meeting with her, with Artie, in a week because of, I got to find out, it was something told Artie and myself. I think it was something like cotton candy, but I know the drinks that I need for those 300 or 400 of senior citizens are going to be in the under the tent while we're feeding them. But I'll make sure we have the right type of drink for each individual. So I'm really looking forward to that. One of the things with Percy Walker and his group, I've talked to those, and we're going to encompass their background into certain things we're going to do. And why it was important that the day that Artie and I want to have you, the three of us, we're going to have to go to something that we've never done. And my vow, we'll never read that again. See, because of you saying 49 years, I'll be retiring on the 8th of January. That's 48 years. It's not 49 years. It's 48 years that I've been doing this here. I don't want people to give me another year because that'll mean that I have to stay another year. And we got to get this thing done. But what we need to talk about that, this today, this is why it was so important to have Percy and his group. Because they talk Oswald, Osborne. He told me yesterday, and he's enthused about that. One thing that we have not done in our 48 years, we have not built a house to give to some family who would probably never own a house. There was a great football player. He came out of Florida State. He went on and played for the Tampa Buccaneers, was running back there. And he came out of New Orleans. His mother was a police officer, and she got killed. And after he got into the pros, so many people helped him. Every year he builds a house, and they give it to someone who may not never have a – they call that a – what is that? It's a name for that. People be doing that all everywhere. We've never had that in Riviera. We've never had in the area that I know, and I know pretty near every area, but we're talking about Riviera. We will put together a committee. And one of the things that I need to ask you on the air, the only thing I need you to do, since you're a builder, is to have your person, whoever, draw the plan. I need a plan for a three-bedroom, two-bath. And I need a plan for four bedrooms and two baths. And give me a breakdown of what it would be, what it would cost for square footage, and what the electric, the person who's going to put the electric wine in there, who's going to put the air conditioning in there, and the flow in the roof. A breakdown of what it costs for each portion to build, if you build it, and that's what you will be doing. We'll pay you to build it. I need that because we need to get, that's the big thing. I need to do that and start it because my last day of working, of giving my time, is over to be on the 8th, but I will be a part of that project to make sure we do that because I know it's going to take a year or whatever. We're going to go to Eric Kelly. He's older, the foundation, the Quantum Foundation.
Quantum.
We're going to put a proposal together and go and ask them to give us funds. And we're going to go to the city manager, and we're going to take one or two of the councilmen, the mayor, and tell them their property that, like on J Avenue over there, right west of this football field at Old Suncoast, which is Inlet Grove, give us property to build a house, or maybe somewhere on the west side. I don't know. But we're going to have the city to donate the land. We want Eric Kelly and Quantum Foundation to give us the startup money. Now, if we get money, then in our letter to a lot of wealthy people, a lot of these Fortune 500s, I need them to say, we can match this. See, that's why I'm asking you about how much it costs to put the air conditioning in, the flooring in. And we can go to Walmart and Home Depot and ask, with them, they contribute the material. That's what we got to do. And I'm going to go and meet with the people at the CEO of the Bourbon League We're going to go to different people, and we're going to get everybody involved. I'm going to meet with SECA, that's Singers Island Civic Association. I've been working on this in the last 2 days. That'll be my last hurrah. We must do that. See, if we ever do one, it make it much easier to do another one. See, we should be trying to do a house every year. Does that make any sense, Adi? Adi,
yeah,
are you on?
Great. I mean, when you ran that, I think that's great. When you ran that by me of what you wanted to do, I thought that was a terrific idea. Some deserving family will get a chance to own a home. I just think that's great.
And the other thing about that, we're going to have a committee. That's why I wanted Percy, because I know they work with a lot of people. I need to have a committee to, when we get involved in this, they get names of 5 to 10 families, and you put a criteria behind that. They got to have so many kids, maybe no father, no grandparent or whatever. You put that together, and then you have at least an odd number, anywhere from 3 to 5, 5 to 7 people on your committee, and they'll vote on it, and then we'll go public. And once you go public with that, with our neighbors in Palm Beach and the ones up in Hope Sound, which I'll be writing a letter soon, artists putting that together, the people that when I lived up in Hope Sound, because my wife is from Hope Sound, and I was at the Gulf Coast up there, and they'll do something. People want to help, but you got to have it organized. See, Ann, I need you to respond to that because you are the key to this. This right in your ballpark. All you have to do is put the on paper and give it to us and then tell us. But then we'll put it together once it's built, I mean, how it's going to be distributed and raise the funds. Because I don't know that you know Eric Kelly of the Quantum Foundation.
No, I don't know Mr. Kelly.
Yeah, his office is right there on like 24th Street on, what is that, Australian? Right there on the water side. Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
It's pretty close to 24th Street. Well, just give us your opinion about it because you're the expert in building.
I think it's a great idea
of doing this.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think also partnering with the city and partnering with the CRA, it is a community. It becomes a community effort. So absolutely, I think it's a great idea.
Well, Jonathan, he wears the city manager. Jonathan Evans is the city manager and the CRA director.
Correct.
So it really makes it much easier for me. And I hope that you would be a part of that when we go and negotiate with Jonathan and Artie and I and you. And then we'll have Doug Lawson. I know I want him in there and the mayor. And we'll go in there. Cause I don't think it's a hard job. I think the hardest job for you to put the stuff on paper. Because you got to know that. See, everybody know how to go and try to get a letter and go and ask people to donate because of, I'm going to be meeting with Dr. Botel and J.P. Dixon. I don't know if they want to meet this week because it was something big. They're putting on for giving out, dispersing the toys at,
Stony Brook.
Want us to be a part?
Yeah, Azura Estates.
Okay, what did they tell you? What day was that? New Year's? I mean, Christmas Eve. I think it was Christmas Eve or the Friday.
Christmas Eve is when they always distributed toys. But she said she's going to call and set up a date with for us when it's good for us to meet so they can go over everything. But yeah, Christmas Eve is the day that they give them out.
Yeah, because it's something they want the youth recreation to do. I don't know, is it have the refreshment or the food, because they got the toys. But we're going to be a part of that. But the main thing about it, I think this is one of the most important things that I Am Riviera will ever be a part of, because we need to do that. And I think if you get, once you build one house and get the publicity and it'll go all over everywhere, you're going to get a lot of people from over in Palm Beach and even down in Bogerton, wealthy people, say, well, that's what I want to do, is donate something like that. And then in 3 or 4 years, you'll be building 2 and 3 houses, because there's people over in Belgrade need a house right now. And I know some people in right here in Riviera need a house. And can you imagine the joy that those kids will have a room, because of your plan to build is for 3 bedrooms, and we're going to have a plan that will build with 4 bedrooms, because people living in apartments, that's great, but they need to work hard to try to get their own home. And you're teaching a lesson that you'll treat your stuff much better than you treat things that you rent from landlords. And you think that's a pretty good idea as a master builder? That's what you are.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Along with building the homes, we also talked about building the lives in terms of helping people understand, excuse me, how to actually see a larger vision of themselves. So absolutely, I think that this is a part of that.
Well, I think that we get, when I meet with all the Greeks and get everybody involved, and I'll tell them that what they need to do is put in their budget whatever they can give, because they're always budgetized, given to scholarship. All they have to do is, if everybody put a little in it. Now, I don't know, but I know I talked to Erza over a year ago, and I was just asking him what it takes to build duplex and a triplex, and he was giving me so much. When he got into about square footage, I don't understand that. So I don't, that's for you builders and you smart people that know what it takes about square footage, how much it costs. But I do know one thing in my mind. I think if somebody gave us $500,000, we ought to build a two-bath, three-bedroom house. I just believe we can do that. And if the city giving us a property, I mean, we ought to be able to do that and have money left over. What are you thinking about that, Ann?
Absolutely.
So if we set out and try to work on getting the property and get people give us up to $500,000, we ought to be able to come out with our purse in a nice place with a little yard and grass and everything in there. See, that's what I like to do, is go down to with a committee. Art and Alan Battle with he's a reverend too, good man. Eric Keller with the Quantum Foundation. And years ago when we were there, he threw that up. Said, why don't y'all try to do something like that? We got money for that. See, every year they got $8 billion. They never have to try to raise money. It's a big foundation, will always replenish back up to $8 million there. So as soon as I get the group that I want to put together, because I really want to put some with you and Ann, and I know I need a person in there, because of the people who are going to have to build is one thing. The people with the fundraising is another thing, but there's people who need to be out there every day looking. And so that family there may be the person, or get 5 or 6 families, and then you vote on them. And then the main thing about it is we like to highlight, and then the day we have that opening of the place, have all the news media all over the country, and I guarantee you we'll get a lot of funds for that. And that'll put Riviera on the map. And Ann, you said that'll be it's a teaching process. And I like that. And then maybe that'll encourage other people to go and try to do better and be better and help out more. So what are you saying about that, Artie?
I think it's a great idea, Ms. Calloway. I think you hit right on the head there, that when people see that you're doing something positive, they always want to be a part of it, and we'll be able to get the type of people that we want to help fund this project a lot easier, just having the right connections. And I think that's great. You hit around the head that once we have something tangible to show them, I don't think we're having a problem trying to get what we need.
And when you put that together, I know it's Christmas time and I know it's busy time. How long you think it will take for you to have a plan put up and give me that type of, see, because of if you tell me a month, tell me 6 weeks, or you tell me 2 weeks, you have to give me a time because of I need to tell John Baber, he's the owner of Badcock. I need to tell Don Doniger, who is the owner of Penn Credit. And I know I got to talk to Ellen Smith, who is the CEO of Waste Management. And I know good and well that we're going to talk to a lot of people like Botel about who we should contact with all those people that most people don't know where they are in the city of Riviera, not only because they're on the waterfront, but the boat builders. But what about all those people between Martin Luther and where all the people on 17th and 15th, 13th Street back in there. But that's Australian. Australian from Blue Heron to 13th Street and go east to the railroad track. It's, you can't imagine all those Fortune 500 business back in there. I think Riviera need to do something and do something on a scale like that and be nationally known. We can get some good press. But I'm waiting for you, Ann, to give me an estimate of what time you think you can have that done.
Oh, I have to, I don't want to speak out of turn, Mr. Calloway, because there are a lot of other factors that would go into that in terms of the land and exactly what's going to be built. And I know we're talking generalities, but I would probably say at least a month or 2 months.
Okay. Well, you know what it takes. See, I have no idea. The first thing we're going to do is set up a meeting with Eric Kelly of the Quantum Foundation. And on the piggyback on that, we're going to be right in a meeting with Jonathan Evans, which we're killing two birds with one stone. He is the city manager, and he is the CRA director. And I would like, what I would ask the city of Riviera Beach, put it in the CRA district. If you put it in the CRA district, they're supposed to be redeveloping it and making that better. That's what the CRA is about. That works right in their hand. And, of course, we want that free of charge, and some other money maybe come out of that. But, you see, the reason why I need that is because of my time is limited, because of my age, and then I'm retiring. See, I don't want to extend my time past that age. But if I have to do that, I'll still retire and just make this a personal project that I got to go, because I know a lot of people in Audi can attest to that. I think that they would contribute with me saying we need that because they've been dealing with me over 50 years. It's easier. But once we get it done, it just rolls over, and everybody want to get aboard. I just need some guidance. So, and if you're telling me you need to know the size of the lot, the acre or whatever, that's what you're saying before you can draw the plans?
Yes, but see, that's the thing. As a contractor, we don't draw plans. We have to get an architect to draw plans. So I didn't want to get into all of those gory details on the air with everybody, because there's a lot of other things that have to go into the conversation. But I would definitely say a couple of months to to be able to have some kind of idea, especially some kind of number of what that investment would be?
Well, let me start with the Quantum Foundation and the City of Revere Beach, CRA director and the city manager, along
Correct.
With the a couple of the elected officials.
Correct.
And I
Correct.
Know that I'm not going to involve Ronnie Felders in it right now because his father died Friday. Not Friday, it was the day of morning of Thanksgiving. He had been sick, and he's a personal friend of mine. And, of course, Henry Taylor, just getting out of the hospital, and, of course, he's a lifetime friend of mine, like a little brother. He was at the Thanksgiving cookout feeding. And that evening he fell out, and emergency had to put him in the hospital. He'll be getting out soon, but we don't know what. I haven't found out because yesterday when I talked to him, the report hadn't gotten back in about what is the problem. But the main thing about it, you know what you got to do for us, because you're part of us, and you will put it in there when we go to see Cosima. I'll need you because you are a builder. We're talking about building something. Like when we go before the foundation, and when I set up a meeting with the head of the Urban League, my friend down there, and tell him about
Patrick it. Franklin.
Because, huh?
Say Patrick Franklin.
Yeah, Patrick Franklin.
Say Patrick
See, we
Franklin.
Need to get off. Yeah, that's him, Patrick Franklin. We need to get the nice, that's why I wanted Percy Walker. I need to get a committee and see, we don't need everybody together all the time. Sometimes we need a committee to do this, and I think you should have your committee. And I'm the least person should be on that committee because I don't know anything about building. I don't want to be taking a spot when I know on your committee should be Erza and the Walker, Jalen Walker, and David Randolph Jr., somebody like that, somebody that knows somebody holding a hammer in the hand. If I had a hammer in my hand, it may fall and hit me on the foot, and I may hit my other hand. That's just how clumsy I am with something like that. But I think that the idea of we giving something to help a family out, I think that we are sending a message to a lot of other people who want to give something. Artie got a call the other night about somebody heard and found out what we were doing. They want to give something. Not for building. Next time that happened, they want to help out with something like that. But we don't publicize a lot of things, but I know there's a time soon I'm going to call a press conference and have all the local channels there together, and we're going to say it. But I don't want to call that until we got our whole plans and everything together, because I'd love to call that and say, well, we're going to build something over on the west side of the track. Just say, I don't care where it is. It can be from Silver Beach to Martin Luther King. But we need to do something, and we need to do it with the black people in Riviera, do something monumental. And see, 90% of everything we have to go and do, we have to go across the track or go over to Singers Island or go over to Palm Beach. We must start doing something for ourselves. And that's our other brothers and sisters to come and go with it. But we need to do that. Am I making any sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Makes a lot of sense.
We should do in the interim. We need to get those kids in high school, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, and teach them what we are doing, and especially if they want to go into different things. Building is one thing, but the entrepreneurship is another thing. And maybe they see that's part of preparing them for when they go off to school or go off to trading school or whatever. And I think that when I think about it, what his name, Demetrius, down there, our friend down at the marina, what runs the tiki bar. He's going to donate. And then we need to have the people down there into those business like that. They need to contribute. See, I think really raising the money, and once we get the figures for what I need, what I need is really a breakdown of what you think it would cost to build a place. And the different things, the carpeting or the tile or things like, I don't know, but I know in a house, I mean, I've built two houses, one on Main Night Down, one on 34th Street, and of three houses, my mother and father's house right on S Avenue. But I knew about raising money to pay for it, but I can't put it in there as a contractor thing, so much a square footage. But I know you're going to have electricity and you're going to have water. And you're going to have air condition, and you got to have a roof, and you got to have a flow in walls and sides. That's what I need to be, and see, because I want to go to Home Depot and Walmart and ask them to give so much of the material. And wherever this material can be bought from, I don't care where it is, we need to make a presentation to the big people behind who making all the money to give back. That just all took that. That's what I need, and I don't need but two people besides myself to do that, to go to make the presentation. And then if we have more, let one go make one group go to make a presentation to this one, and the other one go back to there. We can spread it out. But we need to do something. See, if we were going 1,000 miles, it all starts with one step. We can deliberate on it. Talk about it and roll it up and put it in the oven and try to bake it. But we need to start doing something. So I would think this is the last of why, if you tell me it's going to take 6 weeks, why don't we get together on what you need by the middle of January? Would that be good?
That's fine. Just like I said, we need to have an idea of what's going to go in there before we can start talking about plans and numbers and involve a number of other people like architects and people like that to actually design what's going to be built. So that is a function of time. So I think we can definitely start that conversation.
Well, I'm confused here. You said what's going to go into the building? The house that you're going to give way to a family to live in? I mean, I don't understand that. You have to explain that to me. What we need to ask, what's going to go into the house other than the people you're going to give the house to and the family? We're talking about building a house. That's not a business. It's not like the 500 to 800 people when we want to have a shelter and the kitchen, the soup kitchen, and all these other rooms to do things. We're talking about a house.
Right, a three-bedroom, two-bath house.
Yeah.
Is it 700 square feet? Is it 1,000 square feet?
Oh,
is it 2,000 square feet?
Well, then I would not know that. I would not
Right, but
know.
That's what I'm saying. Those kind of details we can talk about off the air, because I don't think everybody who's listening to us today, the holiday weekend, may not be interested in those level of details. But
I got you.
In order for me to honestly say what we can do.
Good.
Okay, thank you.
That'll be good. And you be the lead to and I have to lean, and Nadi and both of us have to lean on you, because of now Henry Taylor would know that. And the Deacon Fields would know that. They build things. They got property. They build things. When I my property, I hired somebody to make all those decisions. I just told them, I told the architect what I want and put it together like that. But I'm not going to get doing that with this here when I got you, who are master builder. You know everything we need to know. You just tell us, and we'll get it done.
Perfect.
Buddy, do you have anything to say about that?
No, I think we're on the right path. I think once we get together and figure out exactly the details of it, and we just full steam ahead. So I think we're on the right track here. Just have to have some more meetings and let's put it in action.
Well, why don't we do this here? Why don't I see? I like to sometimes throw things out when we are in a gathering. Although 1,000 people are going to come up and be want to talk to me about this, that, and the other. When we especially get out on the 18th, and I know that. But I still like to, I told the group with Percy Group, I told them we all have our little meeting while I'm eating some cock fritters and some of the fried fish. With the city manager out there eating it with me and on the 18th of December. And, of course, I'll have all kind of commissioners out there. They all will be out there fumbling around. And then I can hit them up in front of people that this is what got to happen. This got to happen because this the community deserved this. And I don't worry about elected officials hurting their feelings because they can't think. See, they want to do something, but when they can't think of it, they sometimes shy away from it. But they can't shy away from this anymore. This must be done. See, that's why I'm saying to you, and the most important thing from right now, you to tell us when and how to put this on paper, and you will get it done. If we have to pay somebody to draw some up or whatever, we've got to get it done. Because I know I need to go to different people and show them. They're going to say, well, let me see what you got on paper here. There, and we can talk about it. We can find some people. I'm going to meet with Waste Management Monday on the phone. Now, what day I'm going to get with Ellen, because she called a meeting. But right now, my schedule is very busy because of the golf tournament and because of the 18th of December. And then you got Black History Month coming up. And you got my retirement. My retirement is not going to be put off. Now, on the 29th of January at the event center, I'm having my retirement party for 300 people. And you were the guest speaker. Can you handle that?
Absolutely.
I'll take that away from what's his name, Douglas. Douglas on it. I said, Douglas, you just take the microphone and preside, and I'll be the guest speaker. You got it? It'll be a lot of people want to come up, and if they got 2 minutes, you can have some people no more than 2 minutes. Trying to tell a life story. We did this in 1982. No, everybody got a story. So that's where we are. The most important thing, we're going to go into the new year. We're going to make, and another year later, we're going to meet and made another family off of happy because it'll take putting there a year to put that together, to build it. Because when you're doing it that way, there's no time limit on it. But right now, starting Monday, I will be making phone calls to different people that they need to put money in the pot for that. Now, I would do that. And I would hope, Artie, you'll be doing the same thing, and I hope Ann, you'll be doing something. Sometimes, Ann, you know people that maybe you feel uncomfortable to write them a letter or make a presentation. That's my job. Just send me, send Adi, or send some more of our people. Because this is we're going to collaborate together and make this I'm enthused about this because at our Christmas Holy Night on the 11th of December, from here on in, I will make announcement about this. Everybody will know it. Because I don't want anybody to come up. You should have told me. I could have went to somebody, some company, and they would have donated something. Everybody would know. And we'll tell them. Because of one, if we build one house, then the next year we'll build two. See, because all we have to do is build one show pictures. See, because when next time you go to these big corporations, if you show a picture and the family right there receiving the key to the house, I can imagine we can build a project putting that. Okay, Adi, do you have anything else to go to say?
No, just looking forward to all the things that we got planned coming up, all the events that we got, and that's just it. We're just taking each event at a time. I'm just looking forward to it.
Okay, well, the main thing that we got the 18th, we got the class of 72. They know what they're doing. The Youth Recreation Association and all our guys know what we're going to be doing. And we're going to be getting the funds. We got to have. We can't. You got the cake and the ice cream stuff got to be set up. And we're going to order the pizza for them. But we'll do that all the same day. Only the kids going to get the ice cream and cake earlier than when we start feeding the whole community. Is that right? Adi, did you hear what I said?
Oh, yes.
Adi.
I heard it, yeah. I can hear you, Ms. Calloway. Yeah, I heard it. And we'll get all that set up. I got people already working on certain things about that.
Okay. And is anything you want to give your co-workers on the show with the people you employ away from you, because I'm on your payroll and on your staff. Is there anything you want to tell us or tell me?
No, I think that what we've shared is the beginning of something big, and we want to thank all of our listeners for listening in and want to remind everybody to join us every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. here live on this podcast. They can call into 661-554-9219. That number again is 661-554-9219 to be a part of the show, or they can listen to it on the Facebook. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, my thing is, and my last remark is that I'm always enthused, and very, although the body get a little tired and you say, well, I got to cut back. But when you see people who need more than you and need some assistance, because our motto has always been the least, the lost, and the left out, and it's really what we are trying to mimic what we read in the Bible, what Jesus was doing. He was clothing the naked, feeding the hungry, visiting the sick and shut in, and giving to the comfortless, and we give hope to the hopeless. If we can continue to do something like that and touch somebody's life, then what Martin Luther King and everybody once said, your living would not have been in vain. God bless all you all. Stay healthy, and we'll talk to you next week. And, of course, and sometime during the week, give me a call. Adi, you'll be ready to pick me up whatever our schedule is Monday.
All right. Absolutely. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to #IAmRivieraBeach. Everybody have a great day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.